And what he had told me years ago, but he was going to make it. Al spoke a word he didn't know. See, you don't know what God be doing and what he say. But I saw it all. I saw what he wants in this place. And I thank him for the storm. Because I found my hiding place. Hiding in Jesus. Hiding in Jesus. He been so good to us. I told the Lord, I said, God, we don't always do things so perfectly. But he said, I judge your heart. I judge why you do what you do. I weigh your actions. And I say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the Lord is good. See, Paul say, I know who I believe in. You got to know who you believe in. And know that he's able to keep that you commit unto him. So whatever you commit unto him, you got to know he's going to keep it because he will. Lord, I want to thank you again for this service. I ask you today, Lord, to bless this service, to anoint this handmaid of the Lord. I want to thank you. I could say much, but I'm watching what I say today, Lord. Because, you know, my heart is full, and I don't want to say nothing that, you know, hallelujah, I don't want y'all, if I say something about something, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I don't tell what I tell for you to feel sorry for me. I don't tell it for that reason. I'm thinking I'm telling it for the glory of God, but if I did it wrong, I ask you to forgive me, because I'm telling you I'm feeling good today. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Hallelujah! And he pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to his throne. I'm going to hasten to his throne. Long as I live, hallelujah, and trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to his throne. Praise the Lord. You know, like Solomon, he didn't know what to pray. I heard Solomon praying this morning. Praise the Lord. But the Lord said, I look at your heart. What you want in your heart. Praise the Lord, I tell you. And I was wondering, what did I pray this week? What did I pray, Lord? I prayed for the church. I prayed for months. I said, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be praying for this. And, you know, and we praying for DDB and we bouncing off each other. I said, we're supposed to be praying for this. I want this, but more than anything in this world, I want my wholeness in Christ. More than anything, I want to be what Jesus wants me to be. Yes, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, and we give you praise. It's a different service. We like different services. We just work your work. Do what you want to do in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if you'll sit up here now and say, Lord, what you got coming? I don't tell you know, y'all got to help me now here. Praise the Lord. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. I got the answer. I've been praying about something. You may be seated. I've been praying about something. Be seated. In Jesus' name, I've been praying about something, how to handle it. And the Lord told me, you know, you prayed and you asked about everything, learned to follow me. Everybody got your solution. Everybody got your solution. But I said, God, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you ought to do this. I said, no, I ain't ought to do nothing but seek the Lord. I'm too old to be kind of getting out and falling and flipping. I said, Lord, so I was praying about this one thing. And lo and behold, the Lord answered me this morning. We got into Sunday school class. I said, well, now, Lord. It was so simple. But the Lord hadn't gave me that yet. But when through the Sunday school, we was teaching, when Rand was teaching, I got my answer. I said, well, now, Lord, look at that. Then I said, oh, Lord, you know, you're great. Ain't nobody like you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if you wait on the Lord, he'll answer. If you wait on the Lord, he'll come through. And then the Lord told me, say, when you stand, he said, just keep on standing. Don't give up. Stand. I ain't preaching that. Romans 8. Lord, I'm going to go here. I believe this is going to bless us today. Praise the Lord. I believe it's going to bless us. I thank the Lord for Brother Donald. He always gets after service. Pastor, I really get up. That's my son-in-law. See? You see my son-in-law sitting over there? That's because I stayed out their business. Hello? You know, We might have did, but we stayed enough out that business where he's sitting there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And my other son-in-law gonna be sitting there too, because I stayed out their business. I don't know what I'm talking about. Now that skipped all over. But you need to know the status of folks' business. Those kids are married, they're gonna do. You know, if they're married, then let them alone. Let the Lord, let them learn something. Let them learn something about the Lord. Amen. You don't know everything. You don't know how you, the Lord dealing with them people. You don't know nothing. And you get in there and then you, let me tell you, they go back together. And you're going to be the one that ain't like it. Amen. Well, thank you for that little tidbit. Now, how I get so far over there? That's ridiculous. Romans 8. Hallelujah, Jesus. Galatians. I'm going to go to Galatians. Help me now. Galatians. I'm going to go to Psalms. And I'm going to go right here. Galatians 8 and 17. What did I see in there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, y'all. I want to read. I'm going to go. I said 8 Galatians. Romans 8, please. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, the scripture says there's no more condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not according to the flesh, but after the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life of Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, you know you're working in laws, right? You're either in the law of one side, the law of the other, okay? Praise the Lord. For what the law couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. It took Jesus, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Hallelujah. What he started to try to do was to change man with the law, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise the Lord. I wanted another scripture. Hallelujah. But I'm going to try to stay with this maybe. Praise the Lord. I thought I wrote it down. I thought I write everything. I have to write everything down. Write it big. Hallelujah, Jesus. Galatians 4 and 1. If you got that, brother, I'll read it for me. I know you'd help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I say that the heir, I'm going to preach on the day that you are heirs of God. I'm preaching you heirs. Now, you know what an heir is, don't you? I think Al's and them family know what an heir is. And you never get nothing that the person that's leaving you something until they die. The testator got to die. Jesus had to die. He had to die to give us all things. And then he said all things in spiritual places. We're going to be with him, so I'm going to try to stay now. Y'all pray for me now. The heir, as long as he's a child, differs nothing from another that through the from a servant, though he be Lord of all. He's under guardians and trustees until he get to where he can handle this thing. Praise the Lord. We done made our will out. And we have somebody we don't think can really, you know, so I'm leaving his to one of the kids so they can help him. He going to be under that trustee or that guardian until he get it right. Y'all ain't care with me. Jesus died and left us something. Everything that he is, we are. Everything that's in heaven belongs to us. He said, but long as you a child, and we got to keep going back preaching about baptism, pray, you know that scripture. You know that scripture. I may not know it, but I know what I'm saying. You know, what else about baptism and repentance and all these scriptures, all this here. We got to go tell you, you can't do this. You shouldn't do that. You can't do this. Stop doing that. You're still a child. I said, you still a child. I just wondered why I said, when the Bible said about you come to a place, you know, that you don't need nobody to teach you. He told me about that too. He said, because when you get to be where you trusting in me alone, and Elder know he said that this morning, praise the Lord, then you are growing up. I said, you're growing up. I'm not saying you should not love one another and share. I'm not saying that. But there come a place in your life as you grow, you can touch God for yourself. And you got to be able to do that, to touch God for yourself. You are an heir of God. Jesus has died. He was the testator of the will. He's dead, but he's still alive in you. Oh, my God. Help me, sister. Help me. Hallelujah. Now, he reigns and rules in here. So when you get saved, you say, Lord, come and reign and rule in here. But he said, you're no more children. There's no more condemnation. Girl, there ain't no more condemnation. Don't you believe that, devil. You got to fight your way through. Who the Son set free is free indeed. I'm going to preach this till I die. Who the Son set free is free indeed. When Jesus set you free, you free. I say, when he set you free, see, we got to know this now. We got to know this. When he set you free, you ain't, don't listen to them people. Well, you know, I was so-and-so. Then you get this in your mind. Well, I got to do something. That ain't true. That ain't true, sister. You ain't never had nothing that hung on to you and you trying to get rid of it. Well, if you got free, you got free. Hallelujah. You know, brother, now this is simple. Going back, I can eat a Snicker, but I don't. I don't even like Snickers no more. I go by, because them things had me bound. You understand what I'm trying to tell you something? It's simple. Praise the Lord. I can eat the ice out the refrigerator because my box downstairs got ice and I can scrape it up. Don't them think about it. Because Jesus set me free. When I stood in that box with a spoon and trying to scrape, I said, God, help me. Now, that don't sound much. Mine was that, what is yours? God help me. He helped me. And I lost the appetite. I said, I lost the appetite for Snickers. And I lost the appetite for that ice. I don't even have no appetite for it. I'm saying, these will take you, girl, let me tell you something. You have done what God told you to do. I want to strengthen you. You are free. You hear me? You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to be walking back down. Oh, blah, blah. No. You say, I'm walking into freedom. That's what I want you to do. Wherein God has set me free. I'm walking in his freedom. Hallelujah. Where has he set me free? You got to know you're an heir of God. When I saw myself telling all y'all, come up to the table, God, getting ready to read the will. Come on up here. We read the will. What I got in this will? What did he leave me? He left me everything. I got that. I got that. You mean I got that? You mean, oh my God. I know you had to go. That's mine too. Oh my Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to be walking around here, hallelujah, with your head high. Woo, down in my belly. You ain't got to be, oh Lord, give me. You already got it. You got Christ. You got everything he had. He said, I'm going to give you power over all the power of the devil. Thank you for the power, Lord. So now when you go out, you say, well, thank you for the power. Hallelujah. Because in this will, he ain't like man. He left us everything. And when you read the will, in Psalms 103, David was saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Because there's a lot of benefits in the will. Now read Psalms 103. Yeah. Hallelujah. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. I'm telling you. Yes, Lord. He's bringing us there. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Listen. He said again, bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not. Get not all his benefits. Now here's one. Now this is one. Who forgiveth all? That's the will. That's the main one. He healeth. Wait, hold. He forgives all your iniquity. And the Bible say he heals all. Let me say, Lord, put that in my head. All my diseases. He said. He redeems my life from destruction. You ain't got to worry about, like the child wouldn't say, the bullets went. No, he redeems your life from destruction. He keeps you. Praise the Lord. And tender mercy. I'm skipping. From crowneth with, he crowneth me with loving kindness and with tender mercy. Satisfy my mouth with good things. So that my youth is renewed as the eagle. Praise the Lord. Woo! We are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Everything he got belonged to us. Love belonged to us. Peace belonged to us. He done gave us so many things, it's mind-boggling. You go in Galatians and read all of, you know, the gifts, and he's so good. Look how he divided the will up so you can read the will and know what you got. He didn't just give it all to you once you might have forgot something. He divided it up. He put it in Psalms 103. Then he whooped over and put it in another book. And then he put it into something else. And he said, now you read this. This is what I gave you. I gave you that book. Read it. Now you got to find out what you got. If you read that, you got it, then honey, it's yours. I say it's yours. There's not no more condemnation. Don't you let the devil condemn you by nothing. Don't let the devil condemn you by nothing. Some way 20 years ago, 30 years ago, don't let the devil condemn you. I love it because God loves his people so much. I hope the Lord help me. I read in Ezekiel what he said. I'm going to give him a new heart. He said, I'm going to pour clean water on them. He told them, I'm going to pour clean water on you. Clean water. Now, they was in sin then. Stay with me here. They was in sin then. He said, but I'm going to pour clean water on them. Cause them to love me. I don't know everything, but I know in my heart. He said, then I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to raise them up, not for them, but for my great name. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God got a people that's going to obey him. God got people that's going to serve him. You look around here, but God got a people. It's bad, bad, bad. Ain't it bad? Praise the Lord. But God got a people, sister. And do you want to be one? I sure do. Praise the Lord. Pull this chair up and read this will again. Going over this thing. God, I'm pulling, getting that table, read that will. What is mine? Wow. I see. Know why we complain? Because we don't understand the will. We don't, Al. We don't understand the will. If he said it, he'll do it. But he knows we're flesh. He knows. He knows. So I say, Lord, I don't know what I'm feeling, but I just feel like I should know the will. I feel like I can't depend on nobody to show me the will. I feel like I got to get in here and see the will. I say, so you get my eyes for that so I can get in here and see the will. I got to know what you have will for me. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. Good health. Thank you. I wish above all things, get out. Lord, I said, that's in the will. That I prosper. He said, now is your soul prosper. Now, if your soul ain't prosper, you don't need nothing. See, he talking to us. We ain't thinking about another car. We ain't thinking about new carpet. We thinking about our souls prospering. We're thinking about getting closer to him. We're thinking about getting up and feeling like this woman felt. We're thinking about having love for souls. We're thinking about loving souls. So I told her, don't wait for me. Get on out there. Get out here in Winsfield and start to walk in these streets. Now I'm going to walk with y'all because I got feet. I told the Lord, I say, hey, I got feet. And sometimes I'm telling you this for the glory of God. I don't know sometimes what to say to him. I don't, El. I say, am I praying right? Lord, I say. So I go to Solomon's prayer. See what he said. But some down in me, yeah. I get down there and the words come. Yeah. I don't know where they came. I know where they came. They came from that river of life that's down in my soul. It bubbles up and the words start to come in. I didn't think about that because I be telling them, I don't know what to say to you. And then I get on my knees and start to pray, Sister Mary, you know about it. And all of a sudden I go, whoop, going. Sister, girl, I be, whoop. I said, Lord, thank you. So after the Holy Spirit prayed through me, I said, thank you. I wouldn't have thought of that. Or maybe y'all. Oh, God. Praise the Lord. We are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. We don't have to put up with nothing from that devil. Jesus paid it all. He said it is finished. You got to give me a word now. I know we are in this life. I know we're in this world. And I know we got to, you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, you get up and you look around, all you see is the world. I see you. Vaguely, but I see you. And I see all around me. I'm going out today, I'm going to see, you know, different things around me. Amen. Oh, God. So how can I keep my spiritual man healthy? Y'all don't understand. Y'all, did I lose y'all? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to go over in Hebrews. Now, if you want to know a lot about what Jesus did, you can go over in Hebrews. Praise the Lord. And it tells you about the priesthood and different things like, ain't God good? I say, ain't he good? Hallelujah. But he going to let the one listen. Hallelujah. Like people just want, and I thought about today, beloved, I'm going to tell you what the Lord put in my heart as I sat up here. I said, yeah, people, you think you do it lickety-split and it's going to be done. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be more sinners coming here and get healed than it is the saints. Because the saints got to know what to do. And when you know what to do, you got to do it. He say fast, you got to fast. He tired of just, you know better. You know, God just a lovely God. He's just a wonderful God. And we can't tell him what to do. I said, we can't tell him what to do. Well, so-and-so, you ain't none of so-and-so. You. Praise the Lord. And let us say, I prayed. I asked people. I did everything I know to do. Praise the Lord. And you do all you can do, then just keep on standing up. If you do it all you could do to stand on. Don't give up. Don't stop standing now. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrew 9. Thank you, Lord. I'll be through in a minute. Y'all getting tired of me then. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrew. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know what he's saying now. I have meat to eat that you know not of. I know where I am. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you. I could get up and walk. I said, ooh, Lord, this is wonderful. I just had a good time with the Lord. Hallelujah. You will too. I tell you, God will touch your body. He will let you do what you want to do for him. He will help you. Did he help you, D? Come on, he'll help you. Yes, you just do it. Just step out. Did the devil make you think, I ain't able? I get sick. Whatever, and get sick, and I just, oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. But you know, Al, I had to fight that, because once I did this, I was sitting in the back room, but never will forget it. I'm telling this for the glory of God now. I was sitting back there, my body started shutting down. And I said, Brother David, I said, my body feels like it's shutting down. He said, you have trouble with your sugar? I said, yeah. He said, that's what it is. Amen. You want to fast, you take your medicine. And then you won't have to take it soon. Take what you're supposed to take. Amen. So, you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Take what you're supposed to take. Praise the Lord. Just keep the food out your mouth. You ain't got to eat no pork chop. You ain't got to have that. I say, just keep the food out your mouth. Don't chew. Drink. Don't chew. Drink. And God will bless you. He'll turn things around for you. I'm telling you, and it ain't got to be no 40 days either. You feel like she was naming out people past 40 days according to scripture, yeah, with a few of them. And I know people that fasted 40 days, but they still the same folks. All they did was lost weight. I had one sister, she was tall and heavy, and we was on a ministry that really fasted. She was at home all the time because she was in the bed, she fasted. Hallelujah, give me a second. And they said, oh, sister so-and-so went on a fast. I learned. She said she went on a fast, and she fasted 40 days. This is one thing that's true. Because you use the catch on to whatever the pastor do. Amen. And she fasted 40 days, and she's still the same. When God leads you on a 40-day fast, and that very few people are led that way, you ain't going to be the same. He leads you anywhere, you ain't going to be the same. No, no, you're not going to be the same if it's God. I learned that too. I said, if it's God. So I told Jesus, we got to have some teaching on this thing. Get back, okay, we leave that alone. Praise the Lord. But you are heir of God. I want you to know, leave here this morning and say, you know what? Jesus died. And he left me something. So let me get in here and find out what it is. Oh, Jesus. So what is these all things? They may think that they ain't all things, you know. When he say he left us all things richly to enjoy, they may not know what that is. So you got to go find out what it is. That's where we are. That's where you are. This church is a beautiful church. I've heard people say this. And one thing about it, we got the love of God. That's the best thing. You know, we got the best thing. We got love for one another. So let us love one another. Brother L, when she, what's up? Is she gone with a baby? She got up, she sung, what's that song? Jesus is my captain, he's my man. Come on in the room. Y'all see? Now through that song, and somebody else said, God told me how to run the church. Explain it to you. You see, now, Al said, ooh, that song blessed me. But if I get up and sing, that blessed me. Y'all ain't caught on yet. And she sang, that blessed me. Now, she liked the song, but it may not have blessed her as that blessed him. Why? God want to feed the whole body. I say he want to feed the whole body of Christ. And that Lord showed me that, girl. He showed me that. And what he told me, that this church is going to be multicultural. I said, oh, now I see. So anybody come here don't want to hear that song, you're in the wrong church. Sister sits up in prayer, and she sang some of the most beautiful. Because, see, this is what I like. Y'all ain't understanding what I'm saying. I like those songs. So when Sister Gerda comes, she sang them songs, and I just go, whoop. Now, you may not go whoop when you hear what I say. You know, you understand what I'm saying? You need to be where you have love, where you can know that it's God. If it's God, then take it, whatever it is, and God has given to us. If you feel God in it. But if you get your head up with, no, they, you know, they don't sing nothing but hymns. Or they don't do this and they don't do that. You ain't going to get the blessing. You're not going to get the blessing. Thank you for that. That's an old song. Oh, believe me. Praise, that's an old song. Praise, Lord, sing your songs. You don't know who you're going to bless. I said, you don't know who you're going to bless. Sister sang about love this morning. She sung it from her heart. And she sung about love. So I started listening to the words of the song. I started listening to her song. And I was blessed. And I was blessed this morning. Were you blessed? I was blessed. Well, you not. When Lord trying to bless you, you sit up here on your whatever. You won't get blessed. You go out here, oh, you know, well, yeah, we had a some, yeah, you know, yeah, Pastor Preach, yeah, yeah. Crazy, I just okay. Jesus brings you in here to renew your spirit. And you ought to be renewed every time you walk out that door if somebody reading them words. Amen. Don't come in here with a spirit that ain't, I'm ready to take whatever you do, Lord. Have your way. I say, have your way. I know you feel that the Lord, you want this. Now, I love that about you. You know that we're a little different from folks. And stop that. I know y'all know that. Amen. We just want the Lord to have his way. I said, we want him to have his way. Amen. He want to climb the window. Hey, put to the, hey, Lord. I want him to have his way. But I want you to know today, if you, Brother Dad was telling, we remember what he said. We are blessed. You remember this too? You are blessed to be an inheritor. You are blessed to be in the will. I want you to raise your head and say, Lord, I'm in the will. Woo! All things belong to me. Woo! Through Jesus, my Lord, who made it possible. I'm in the will, Lord. I'm in the will. Oh, I'm in the that I'm in the will. All things are mad, Lord. I'm in the will. Ain't that wonderful that we're in the will, girl? We forget sometimes. Sometimes the trials are so hard. But you know, God's got a plan. It's strange to me. And I don't want to be up here too long. And I want to keep your attention. It is strange to me how the world seems to understand more than the saints do. At the tomb of Jesus, you read it and read it closely. When Mary Magdalene went there, you know what I'm saying? And I thought to myself, Lord, you really love us. You know why? The first thing I thought, when Jesus came into the room after he had died and showed up to the apostles, he came in the room, no lock, no key, no knock, and just appeared. And he tells these little scared men, my Father sent me. And I'm sending you. I say, oh, Lord. Them little scared bunch of wimps at that time. He said, I'm sending you. Because he knew, few days I'm going to give you something. I'm going to put something in you that's going to give you the power to stand up and take this what I had. Oh, Jesus. And I thought, I said, how wonderful you are. You're so good. You look beyond our faults, and you see our need. And you look from the very beginning to the end, Lord. You don't in between. Oh, God is so good. I say he's so good. Praise the Lord. And as he walked with the men, read it, he said, they're going to kill me. He told them that. He didn't just jump up. He told them that he, I'm going to die. Where was their ears at? Where are your ears? Lord, help my ears to hear. Not my ears to hear what you're saying. I'm going to die. In 3 days, I'm going to rise. But them sinners remembered it. They remembered. They went to Pilate and said, look now, you got to make sure that tomb is sealed. Because that false whatever they call him, he said, watch out, that in 3 days I'm going to rise. He said, so make sure that he won't get out of here. Put a stone up there so he can't come. Now, ain't that something? When I look what happened now. Now, the sinners believed that. Yeah. But when he died and rose up, hallelujah, the angel said to Mary, he's not here. He is risen as he said. Off she went. Somebody done stole the Lord. That ain't what he said. He's not here. He has risen. Peter, they done stole his body. Where is he? They done took our Lord. We don't know where they laid him. But the angel told her. Sometimes I wonder, do we hear? He's not here. He risen as he said. You ever say that? I mean, it's terrible. Lord, help us. Help us to believe what you say. You tell us, but we know they get it and believe, and we still sit up here wondering. Amen. I'm telling you, so many things. It is. It make you feel really sad. You know, and even at that, he still loves us. He still loves us. But you don't want to do things. I know y'all don't. Do things just to make him, you know, come on. David knew it, but I don't want to take. I don't know nothing about David. I don't know nothing about what's there, you know. What the problem was, but I ain't going the way of David. I'm going my way. God raised you up. God did something for you. It's his personal thing he did for you. I thank you for listening. I am tired, but I ain't that tired. Amen. I feel good. I want to thank you for your prayers. All of y'all didn't know, so all of y'all didn't pray, but I thank you. You should have been praying for me anyway this week. You should always pray for me. He said to pray for your leaders. So, you know, little things he tells us, we don't pay no attention. oh, Grandmama, I love you. I pray for you. We really need to pray for the leaders, because leaders now, they got to stand up with strong backs. God can't use no liver leader, whatever you call them. He can't use that no more. They got to proclaim the whole counsel of God. We got to do that now as Christians and especially as leaders. You know, they try to get the leader first. They feel like they kill the leader. Everybody fall apart. So we got. So we need your prayers. We need your prayers. Hallelujah. And I believe you do pray for me. But you know, you have to understand something. It's understanding comes into your mind, and all of a sudden you change. You can't change till God give you the change. You really can't. I want to thank the Lord for Brittany, for Bethany coming back to church. Put my arms around. I said, "Do you remember? You remember?" I got to come back here because my eyes is a little bad, and I see John. I said, "Do you remember when the Lord touched you? Whenever the Lord touched you, He never calls back. Whenever He touched you." And ain't nothing He can't do. I don't care you're not in a pit so deep that you can't see your way out. Wonder where I am. All you got to do is call on Jesus. You ain't got to pray, is thou thy. Say, help! Help. I heard a testimony, I got to tell you about this. This brother was down in drugs there. He said he was doing everything. He was just so messed up. He was just doing everything. So he said, "I'm sick of living like this. I'm going to kill myself. I'm just tired of living like this." Amen. Right, D? And he said, "Hallelujah. I'm going up here and I'm going to do this wonder. Praise the Lord." So he said, "Well, before I jump out, let me listen to a little soft something, you know, get some funny stuff going." He cut the TV on. Praise the Lord. And up jumped Nikki Cruz. I'm talking about God now. I'm telling you. That's why I'm not afraid, El. I'm not afraid to pray for your brother Ron. Because you know what? If we do what we're supposed to do, God going to do what He going to do. He putting us in the gap to get the stuff out the way. Praise the Lord. So He can do what He want to do. Now, He may not use us, but He going to use somebody. And Nicky Cruz said, what did he say? God loves you. And he said, put it him. He was trying to cut it off. You know, he couldn't turn it to another channel. Don't tell me God don't love you. Don't tell me God don't care. Don't tell me God don't love you. He couldn't cut it to another channel. He was trying to turn the thing and couldn't turn it. Now that's the God you serving. I said, that's the God you're serving. That man got saved. He all over telling about it. Well, you can't help that. Here's what I've got to the opinion of. Now, this is what I got to. When Jesus told us as saints, starting here, brother, at first, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Now, why did God tell us? See, we think it's a, I don't know what one got to. We think it's something that you, no, this is His commission. And these signs shall follow them that believe. So in your head you go, oh God, what I got to do for this? No, God done gave you that. He gave you that. You just done tried it. I say, He done gave it to you, but you just ain't tried it. Amen. You go into all the world like He said and preach the gospel every chance you get. Praise the Lord. Oh, I can't explain it, Jehovah. I can't explain it. Praise the Lord. But I said, you know why? Okay, just like Nikki Cruz, who was a drug addict and a drunk and he was something else. You ought to hear his story. He killed. He said he don't even want to talk about what he did. But I heard he'd been saved for 30-some years. He had a message on saying, not in my house. And when he got saved, he got saved. Praise the Lord. But you know, God saved him. Jesus Christ wants to save people. He want to. He do, sister. So William said, where do you get? I said, Lord, what do you say? I want to preach the gospel. Now give me the gospel. Let me preach the gospel. Oh, Peter then went up there and did it, told about Jesus. And the man got filled and the whole house got filled. Praise the Lord. And they went out. I said, now that's what I want, Lord. I want to be able to preach the gospel. Then me and may be saved. But I want to tell these saints now one thing. You're what? You're what? Yeah. Let me hear it. Yeah. And joint heirs with Christ. That means when he died, he read the will. And when the will was read, it say, you are my people. I gave you power to become my son. Many as received him, did you receive him? Was you at the reading of the will? He said, many as received me, I'm going to give him power to become my son. I'm going to give him power to the son. When he says son, because the son gets all that. They get, you know, the daughters, don't mention that your son. But one man say, yeah, but I'm the bride of Christ. Hey, man, will you stand? Thank you for praying for me. Lord, I did my best. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. One thing I want you to know, the heir lives by the promises of God. The heir lives by the promises of God. The heir lives by the promises of God. That's what you're going to live by. Pray. Anybody need some? I see people moving around. What's going on? Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to, I appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. I know you was praying for me. Next week we take the sacrament because it's Easter, and I feel it's very fitting. Very fitting. Well, we supposed to, I said, I don't know what we supposed to do, Mark, but I said, I just know we take it. I said, Lord, you know my heart. One thing, he has really taught me a lot being this age. He taught me some things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Praise the Lord for Bethany and John. Yeah. Would y'all come up here? Would you? I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm trying to pick on you now. They say I pick on people. Praise the Lord. You want to hold her up his hand? Come on, y'all, all of y'all. Listen, God has a plan for your life and a plan for your life. It is not the plan of your ancestors. You don't have to say, don't let nobody tell you nothing. God has a plan for you, John. When he called you, he called John Barry. He ain't called John Barry, so. No, he called John Barry, okay? So he has a plan for your life and a plan for your life, and it's together. Couples are together, and the enemy tries to bring you right. If he can tear the home up, if he can tear the children up, it's pitiful. You got to stay, raise these boys. Raise them in the nutrition and admonition of the Lord. Raise them in the admonition of the Lord. Do it. Praise the Lord. My brother was saying what the Lord had told him and given me, and I thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. That's my granddaughter. That's my great-granddaughter. That's my great-granddaughter. That's my granddaughter. Hallelujah. That's my daughter. That's my great. Hallelujah. God will give you your generations. If you will serve him. Hallelujah. If you serve him. I say, if you serve honest to Christ, he will give you your generations. He will give you your everybody. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, come on, y'all. We're going to play for these children. God, I pray that you will melt them together. Hallelujah. Melt them together, Lord. Melt them together, Lord. Melt them together, Lord. In Jesus' name, and help them to pray. Help them to pray, Lord. Help them to pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bind them and melt them in Jesus' name. I give you praise. I give you praise for this boy and for this girl in Jesus' name. Y'all come as much as you can. Come as much as you can. David say, I will live in the house of the Lord forever. It's something about the house of the Lord. It's something you get in the house of love, you can't get off looking at brother so-and-so on TV. Well, I saw him on TV, but what did you feel? What did you get? No, it's something about the atmosphere. You ever walk in a place in a different atmosphere? You know what I'm saying? Like when y'all go in the bar, ain't a different atmosphere than this one. It's a different atmosphere. Okay, you take people to say, let's have a party. It's a different atmosphere. So this atmosphere is holy. This atmosphere is going to help you. Praise the Lord. You go be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand in this day. Read what the armor is and put it on. You can't do it overnight, but you got to do it as, you know, do it. You understand, Lord, I'm putting on this. It may take you 3 months. It may, however long it takes, Lord, I'm in for the long haul. You got to make sure I'm in for the long haul. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Y'all make a cute little couple. Praise, just as cute as y'all can be. Praise the Lord. Go in peace, John. See you back next Sunday. And then next Sunday. And the next Sunday. And the next Sunday. And the next Sunday. See you in prayer when you come to. We have prayer. That'll help you out a lot. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want, anybody need something from God? Praise the Lord. Here's come my, one of my, I better not say my favorite.